'Tis the season for cheer and caring for loved ones in your life. It is also a good reminder to schedule in some self-care during this holiday season. Here's where today's sponsor, Babyfoot, comes in. Babyfoot was originally created in Japan over 25 years ago as an easy and effective at-home treatment, scientifically formulated with 16 natural extracts that exfoliate and moisturize at the same time while bringing that spa-like experience right into your home. Babyfoot is the most innovative total foot care package. The gentle process leaves the skin undamaged while removing the dead skin, revealing fresh and healthy layer underneath, like a baby's foot. Simple, effective, and effortless. Right now, they're offering our listeners a 20% off discount with code WINE20, that's WINE20. You can use this code over at their website, www.babyfoot.com, and get 20% off your purchase today.
Guys, and welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Megan.
And I am Myra. Welcome back to another week.
Yes, the second week of December.
Yes.
Yikes, I can't believe it. I'm going to be saying that on every episode until the end of the year because, man, this year seemed like it flew by.
And I've been seeing, and maybe it's just my algorithm on TikTok or whatever, but I feel like everybody's like, 2022 suck. I had a horrible year. And it's like, well, I kind of have fun this year.
Okay, I kind of had a great year. I mean, especially coming off of 2020 when COVID hit, 2021, we were still feeling a lot of the effects of COVID. Mm-hmm. 2022 has really felt like the first mostly normal year since COVID, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, the new normal.
We were able to kind of like reconnect with people, get back together with people, you know, vaccines fully rolled out so we could feel a lot safer. So yeah, overall, I mean, obviously no year is perfect, but 2022 has definitely been the best year for me personally and professionally in a really, really long time. So 2023, don't fuck this up. Let's keep it going.
We got a good thing going here. Please, let's not. Yeah, and it kind of sucks because, like, you want to, like, other people, like, if you had a shitty year, like, totally valid, like, absolutely understand it. So it's such a weird thing to talk about because it's like, yeah, I want to celebrate that this was a really good year for me, like, professionally as well. Yes. It's just been a really good year, but I don't know. I feel kind of weird like saying that out loud.
Yes.
Feel safe, obviously, on a podcast because, you know, it's long form. People can understand like where I'm coming from.
The context. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's kind of hard to say that like in a comment, like, well, I mean, I probably wouldn't say that on somebody's like, I had a shitty year and be like, well, I didn't. Like, that's
mine was
that's
great.
An
asshole. Sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's how I'd be feeling sometimes seeing those. Like, well, damn, like it's, I don't know. I mean,
it's tricky.
We all go through it. It's peaks and valleys all the time.
100% for sure. And I'm excited because our last episode for the year, we are going to do like basically like a big review of 2022 and talk about all the things, talk about things that happened in the world, in the planner community. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to do something to where people can submit anything that they want us to talk about, right? I don't know what forum or platform we're going to do this in, but we're going to have some type of submission for you guys to help us out.
Yeah, we usually do something kind of similar to that, like during our anniversary episode. So we'll figure it out. Yeah, so just be on the lookout for that because I was not prepared for that answer.
But sorry.
But yeah, we'll definitely do something. Yep. It will be like our own little Planners and Wine wrap kind of thing.
Yep, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And speaking of planners and wine wrap, we can talk a little bit about our Spotify Wrapped. So everybody's Spotify Wrapped came out this past week. And if you're not familiar with that, that's basically where if you are a Spotify user, you get like a big wrap up of, you know, things you've been enjoying throughout the year as far as like music, podcasts, all those things that are on the Spotify platform. And if you are a creator on Spotify, like we are, you get to see a lot of really like cool stats from your audience and from your listeners this year. So let's talk a little bit about ours, because damn, ours was like shocking and exciting and like so surprising and so cool to see it just all laid out like that.
Oh my God, do you want me to share the screen for the folks that's watching?
That's a good idea.
You think we should go through it like that?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, guys, if you haven't already, check out our YouTube channel and you can check out our episodes on YouTube as well. You can see all our insane facial expressions. You get to shop with Myra sometimes when she does that. usually these are out like a few days to a week after the episode is wrapped. So this one will be out next week for sure. So definitely check us out. You can see our wrap live, but we'll talk through it for our listeners only so that you all can know what we're talking about as well.
For sure. I'll try to get this out a little bit faster than normal.
Awesome.
Because you know, we want y'all to see it.
Yes, it's so cool.
It really is. Spotify did their thing, like on both like the consumer side and the creator side kind of thing. Like it's so cool.
It's really so cool. The graphics are always so fun.
Yeah.
I love
it. So we're going through it now. So in 2022, you did your thing and people loved it.
Period.
Okay.
There you go.
It's super, you know, Spotify's super dramatic.
Yes. Right. It is. I was getting so impatient while I was watching this.
Yo, these numbers, y'all, are insane. Like, okay, so for y'all listening, you created 3,381 minutes of new content. That is 97% more than other creators in our category. So that's, we're in like a leisure category. I don't know how we got in that, but I mean, I guess it makes sense.
I guess leisure / hobby, I guess it kind of goes along with that, but 3,381 minutes is an insane amount of time, and more than 97% of other creators in this category. That is
wild. Consistency.
Okay. What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? They a little too leisure.
They a little too leisure. Oh my God. Like insane. Like just seeing it like that is wild. But okay, it says you can't hear us, but they're clapping right now.
Love.
Thank you. Thanks for clapping for us.
Literally amazing.
Okay. Ooh, so we can play a game. I love this. We can play a game. So for those of y'all listening, go ahead and type the answer in the Spotify question. I'll throw it up in there.
Yes, yes.
All right. So one episode grabbed the listener's attention. Can you guess which episode was number one for this year? So we have, spoiler, we already released the answer. So you know, if you follow us,
if you pay attention, you have a hands up. Yeah. You know this.
But okay, so first one was dropped on May 5th of this year, and it is Planner Community 101 featuring Julie Plan. Shout out to Julie. The next one is Cultivate a Rebrand, which was dropped on October 6th, which was a little spicy if y'all listened to that. So, and then also, woo, That'll Do It, which was dropped in March 24th of this year.
Okay, so. Pause. All the episodes, the other two episodes besides Julie's episode, are the titles are so shady, and
so
the episodes
shady.
Are so shady. So we clearly know.
I feel like the one with Julie was kind of informative, but you know,
it has some moments too. That's true. That's true. Yeah. Oh, y'all are so shady. So that rebrand blew up too. It did.
It really did. It really did. For valid reasons. Mm-hmm. So like this is a good, like these three. I didn't answer this correctly the first time because I was like, our audience is messy.
Okay.
But the correct answer is Planner Community 101.
Yeah.
Julie.
Shout out to Julie.
Literally, this number. Like we had to send this to Julie ASAP. Like it has to happen again. We'll figure out when, but she coming back.
It says 283% more streams than your average episode. 283% more streams than your average episode. That's insane.
It's the influence. Don't ever try to play our girl.
Period. Or us.
Or
okay?
Us.
Okay. Don't play nobody involved. Because the numbers speak for themselves.
The numbers don't lie. They do not lie. But yeah, that was such a huge, like,
huge
moment for, like, all three of us, because, like, we love each other. Seriously.
Huge. And also, just another random fun fact, Julie's episode, Planet Community 101, is in our top 10 most streams episode. It is number 6 of our top 10 most streams episodes of all time. Yeah. And it just came out this year. So that's all the ones before it are older episodes. Mm-hmm. So insane. Insane.
It's the influence.
It's the influence for me.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So your podcast loves to travel. This is my favorite one because I love knowing like where our listeners are.
It's so cool.
It really is. So we were heard in 40 countries, and our tops was where we at? The US.
Period.
Canada, UK, Australia, and the Netherlands.
Yo,
so shout out to y'all.
If you're listening in, because we talk to a lot of people from Canada, a lot of our patrons mm-hmm. are from Canada too.
Yeah.
If you're listening in the UK, Australia, or Netherlands, or somewhere else, hit us up. Like, let us know. Jump into the DMs. Like, we would mm-hmm. love to, like, shout you out or something, because that is insane. Like, it's so crazy to think that people all across the world are tuning in and listening to us every single week. It's wild.
Yo, it's wild. Like, Australia and like UK and all that, they're in the future.
Mm-hmm, literally.
Y'all are listening to us in the future. That is wild to me.
It's so wild.
Like, the episode to y'all probably drop on Friday.
I know. That's so crazy.
That is wild.
Oh, wow.
That, yeah, it's super cool. Super cool to see where y'all are. And yeah, mm-hmm. we do have a lot of people in Canada in our Patreon. So shout out to y'all too.
Yes.
Okay, this was huge too. So mm-hmm. something magical happened between October 9th and October 15th. And we had 73% more listeners that week compared to every other one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can y'all guess what episode that was, just by the dates?
Yes, maybe make that another question. Like, maybe, because I know one is a poll and the other is a question. Maybe make this one the question. Yes, guess which episode, or you can just go look if you want to cheat a little bit. There's no prizes.
No, so there's no prizes. But yeah, that week we actually dropped the episode with Sierra from Moxie Light,
mm-hmm.
which
it was
73%
huge.
Is wild. Like, y'all really love that episode. We had a lot of people who have not known about the podcast mm-hmm. and, you know, were just Moxie Light's fan and came to listen, and love that episode. Really good episode, really good conversation with Sierra.
Yes, it was amazing. Shout out to Sierra. So many Moxie Life people tuned in that week and were introduced to the podcast through her, and I know we helped introduce a lot of people to the Moxie Life brand, and a lot of people were tagging us and their orders and stuff. So it's amazing when everything just comes together like that, and you know, when things are mutually beneficial.
Well, great.
Everybody involved wins.
We love that. We love that. So next up, it did say, like, whoever said Sharon was Karen was probably a fan of yours. So mm-hmm. Your popcorn, I don't know where that came from. Your podcast was in the top 10% most shared globally.
I mean, I'm floored. And that doesn't say from our category or anything. It just says period.
Period. Period.
That's wild.
That is wild. And a lot of y'all have been sharing from the direct link, Instagram, because you mm-hmm. know that's where most of our people are anyway. Other, I'm assuming text is like if you share it from Spotify and like text it to somebody.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. And then lastly was Facebook. So like y'all are literally sharing it as a direct link for the most part. And we appreciate that. Like,
we
that
really do.
It's really word of mouth when it comes to podcasts, especially if you don't have like a back end or mm-hmm. you know, not a famous person. So like, these numbers come from y'all spreading it out to other people, like, hey, listen to this. So
yes,
thank
amazing
you.
Amazing.
Even the people who don't like us, thank you for that, because it still counts.
A stream is a stream.
Okay, pop quiz. And I guess for this one, because we don't have no other place to put it, so just say it out loud.
Right.
What percentage of your listeners follow your podcast? Is it 15%, 30%, or 45%?
Do you know this one? Right? This one shook me. I think it's 45% if I remember correctly, but I don't think I guessed it right.
I didn't guess it right at first either.
Uh-huh. Because that's a huge percentage.
It's huge. 45%. Wow. So more likely than, well, it's not more likely than not, but high percentage of y'all who are listening follow us,
mm-hmm.
which shows Spotify like, hey, this is a good podcast, and pushes mm-hmm. it out in suggestions. So it all helps. It all helps. So if you're listening and you didn't hit the follow button, go ahead and hit it.
Yes.
Because it's a free thing to do to help us. And
literally,
we are in the top 5% most followed podcasts.
Period. It doesn't say in leisure category, just
not in the category, not in the planner community. Yeah. Yep. Period.
That's insane.
Insane.
Wow.
Like, it just shows like how loyal our listeners are.
Mm-hmm. It really does. Like, it really does.
Shout out to y'all. And that, again, that helps. Free thing that can help.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It costs nothing to just follow us. Ah, I'm so excited. This is so insane.
Okay, so Spotify like basically categorized y'all as a listener, so mm-hmm. they said, what are Planner and Wine listeners like exactly?
Let's find out.
I thought this was cool. I thought this was cool. Kind of cool.
Yeah, Spotify's so extra. If you watch extra, this. I was so anxious to get through this. So I was like, okay, I want to see the next thing. So our listeners' personality is the enthusiast.
Ooh.
The enthusiast. So your listeners are super fans. When their favorite podcast releases a new episode, they're among the first to know, going above and beyond to show their support. I mean, I've never read anything that was more accurate. Like, you guys have always mm-hmm. like showed up and showed out for us literally since the beginning. So this is not shocking to me whatsoever. This is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's on brand. Mm-hmm. It's on brand for our mm-hmm. listeners, because
yep.
like immediately the day we have an episode, we get the, you know, the same folks. We get new yep. folks all the time too, but y'all share it immediately the day it dropped. Y'all mm-hmm. listening it to it while y'all walking in the morning. Like, y'all don't play.
Nope.
In short, y'all mm-hmm. y'all don't play.
You do not. Oh my gosh. It's so this cool.
Wild. Yeah.
Okay, Spotify's being elaborate.
Yeah, we trying to like, you see us trying to like ad lib in between. That's them being extra.
Right. Okay, this one is really neat too. It says, your podcast love making new friends. 70% of your listeners discovered you in 2022. That's wild.
Why?
Go wild. Shout out to our friends over at Go Wild. That is absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. I definitely know we for sure got a lot of new listeners mm-hmm. after Go Wild, which was absolutely amazing. It was such a, just a great opportunity for us to connect to so many more people in the planner community, get the word out about our podcast and our mission and what we're out here doing. And it's just amazing. So I'm so excited. I'm so excited for next year.
Yeah, I really love like just talking to people after we were on stage and they were like, you know, hey, never thought to listen to a podcast, thought it was boring kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And they're into it. So shout out to y'all if y'all part of that 70% that hopped yes. on. We really, really appreciate it.
We do. We actually just got tagged by somebody earlier today who said they just discovered our podcast and they were starting at episode one. Let's get comfortable being uncomfortable. That. Insane. Ooh,
girl, you went for a ride, girl.
All right.
You don't sound like that no more. Whenever you get to this episode and hear it, clearly you notice the change.
Wild ride. Yes.
I love that. This is also what I really love about Spotify Wrapped, like with everybody sharing it. And shout out to y'all who did share y'all Spotify Wrapped mm-hmm. and we were on it for your podcast. Love it. But you get to discover new podcasts that you didn't know. Like,
yes. There
are clearly people in this community who, you know, didn't know that the podcast exists. So mm-hmm. hopefully y'all stick around and we'll see y'all at Wild if y'all there. But
yes.
All right. So one episode attracted a lot of new listeners. So this is for the new people. Mm-hmm. y'all so shady. This episode is what y'all started out with. 5% of y'all started out with this. And it is, if you're not creative, just say that.
Why are we so shady with this title? And you know what? This definitely tracks too, because that episode came out on March the 3rd. So this is the episode that came out the week that we were at Go Wild. So when people saw us on Stage Friday, that was our most recent episode that came out. And that's probably the one that they ran to listen to. So that tracks.
See, you know, I love us because we totally was like, we're not going to drop one during Wild. Mm-hmm. But we made it work to where it was dropping while we were at Wild.
Yep.
So. Yep. Genius. I love it. Genius. I love it. But yeah, literally. That's pretty cool that that's the one. And that's a good episode. I stand behind all of them, but you know, it's a good episode to start with.
I'm just living for these titles. What you're getting into. I think for our like end of the year wrap up episode, we need to like pick up like our top five like shadiest episode titles of the year or something.
Oh, that's gonna be hard. That's gonna be hard. We gotta do top three. I think five.
Okay, top three.
Yeah.
Top three.
We might have some repeats too.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So y'all definitely chimed in with our polls and Q&A. Like we said, do it for this one as well. So we created 26 polls and 32 Q&As, and y'all joined in 157 times. Like,
amazing.
Love that. I think that feature just started this year too. I think so too. That y'all, love that y'all tapped in on that. It's a good way for us to like engage with y'all and talk with y'all and see how y'all feeling about the episode. Here's the thing too. I've noticed with other podcasts that does this as well. Like if you just want to give like your 2 cents on the episode, you can do that in the Q&A. You don't have to like specifically answer the question that's there. Like you can leave a comment about just how you felt about the show. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And obviously that is, you know, exclusively for Spotify listeners. Mm-hmm. But if I'm not mistaken, you don't have to like have a Spotify subscription to listen to podcasts and things like that on Spotify, right? Isn't there like a free like setting on Spotify
that you can just download? You probably get a little bit more ads than normal. Honestly, I don't even think you have to like quote unquote listen to leave a comment. You do have to listen, however. Shout out to the next point to rate it, which Apple, get on that.
Yes,
get on that.
That's amazing, because that means just any old hater who doesn't listen to your podcast can't just go and just give you a low score. They actually have to be somebody who has listened to your podcast consistently on that app in order to leave you a rating, which I think is extreme, because it's more realistic, valuable feedback. Exactly. You know,
and you have to fully listen to 2 episodes in order to rate, which I appreciate them. Like you can't just like do like listen to one and rate it because
you mad,
you know, you mad. Yeah. Listen to 2 episodes and see how you feel. But our listeners did rate us over on Spotify as a 4.8.
That is amazing. So,
out of 5.
Amazing.
So that is really, really good.
This is so good. I'm excited.
It really is. Okay. Have we been working out? You know, I've been on my spin, so yes.
Period.
Oh my God, these numbers.
Insane. Your podcast saw a lot of gains this year. 46% increase of followers, 12% hours, and 6% of streams. I guess decreased hours and 6% increased streams and 12% increased hours. I don't really know what the hours thing means,
though. I'm assuming hours as far as like content.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Content. Yeah. That we put out this year.
Yeah. That makes sense.
We've been working.
Period.
We be working.
I love it.
You know what? You may not like the show, but you can't say we ain't consistent.
Respect the hustle. That's all we ask.
You and your fans have something special, which we do.
Ooh.
What is it that we got?
Yes. What we got?
Oh my God. You are a top 10 podcast for 658 fans. Wow. So this is for those like when you see your Spotify rap and we are like your top 5 for 658 of y'all, we are within your top 10 podcasts.
And then for 496 of y'all, we are in your top 5. Damn. That's insane.
That is insane.
That is insane. And then for 185 fans, we are their number one podcast on their Wraps. That's why we did not get tagged in that 185 times. So I'm sure
where y'all at?
All y'all didn't, but it's not too late.
It's not too late. You can always share it.
That is insane.
Number one. Wow. And again, mind y'all, this is just from Spotify. Obviously, Spotify won't have like Apple numbers or anything like that. But
very true.
This still is amazing.
Why does Apple Podcasts not do something like this?
I think this is the first year where they had like a wrap. I think they call it something else with Apple Music. Yeah. But Apple Music isn't a part of, podcast is separate from Apple Music.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. So they need something for Apple Podcasts because I want to say maybe about 60% of our people listen on Apple or something. It's like the vast majority listens on Apple. So this isn't even the majority of our audience.
So the numbers are even better.
Yeah, literally.
That's all I say. The numbers are even better.
The numbers are better.
So yeah.
Wow.
Hopefully Apple hops. I feel like they are. They're probably going to do something within the next year. But yeah, that's pretty much it. They said, Planners and Wine, thank you for sharing your podcast with the world. And then we can like share like a little graphic or whatever, which I wish we did. You know, y'all got the breakdown if y'all been following along on Instagram. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, this is so cool. So cool.
Really, really cool.
I love it. I love sharing, it.
But yeah.
We love you guys so much. Y'all are just literally everything. Y'all have made this so fun for us. Like we never, like when we started the podcast, we just never imagined it would get the reception that it has. And it never stops just blowing my mind. Like every single time, everything has just been so validating, just so letting us know that we are doing the right thing and spreading the right word, and to know that how many people are, you know, connecting with us and enjoying the show. It's just amazing. Like this year has just been so great. Oh, we're so appreciative.
Yeah. Again, like those numbers aren't possible without y'all. So continue sharing, continue, you know, talking about the show and letting other people know about the show. Like it's huge. Following on Spotify, like all that stuff, like that stuff matters.
It does.
Like it's something really simple that you can do, but it means a lot to us. It helps out the show a lot.
Yeah. Oh, it's so cool. I could cry. All right. Moving on.
We cried last episode. We did cry.
Oh, embarrassing. Okay. Let's get into it. So last episode we recorded it actually before the Thanksgiving holiday, so we hadn't really done much Black Friday shopping at that point, but we are on the other side of that now, and let's talk about some Black Friday hauls. I went a little ham, not gonna lie.
I was gonna ask, did you turn up too?
You turned up as well, y'all.
I did turn up.
Myra was on Beyonce internet a couple of weeks ago talking about she was only going to shop from two shops. I want to know what she did.
Yeah, y'all have audio proof of that. Y'all do. Y'all knew. Y'all probably was just like, she is lying. She lying.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so, but you know what? Honestly, like, none of my orders were more than like, I think $60 was like my top order, but I had my range of orders was literally like from $15 to $60. So I did a lot of shops, but they were relatively small orders. So, cause I really wanted to spread the wealth, and there was so much good stuff out there. I didn't want to just concentrate all my focus on just one shop. So
for sure. Yeah, I totally agree. That's what I did as well. I will say like the one like non-planner related thing that I did order, like literally one, was from Fenty Beauty. I usually try to stock up on like all of the skincare Fenty stuff. I mean, y'all know Rihanna Stan, love her down, but that stuff is so good. Even the makeup, like it's really, so good. Really good. Yeah. So if y'all been thinking about trying it, I mean, sell too late, but she does do like every stay now ready. And again. Yeah. Stay ready. She does do every now and again 30% off or whatever. So
which is a pretty good discount.
Just put the email in and get it, check it out. But so I can kind of just read off what I got.
Is
that cool with y'all?
Yes.
All right,
let us know.
So I order from Cloth and Paper. I just got some inserts and a few of their magnet clips and stuff. Not too much. Because your girl is about to be a half letter girly again, I guess.
Period. I can't wait to see it.
So I also got a few things from Jane Agenda. They released a, I think it's called Red Bottom or something. They have like a certain collection and it's like all black with a pop of like stark and like scarlet red. And I'm like, I need it. So I did buy a few of those items.
That sounds so that's really where good.
Oh, so good. I can't wait. So that's for the half letter. And the rest is just stickers. I did shop at Odd Loop. They do a lot of Animal Crossing and lo-fi. Y'all know that's my vibe. I also order from Sweet Freckle Designs. Ooh, why do I need their... I got
Did you get the weekly plan? Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, it was $28. Like, why not?
I was so tempted. I was so tempted. The only reason I did not get it is because I just ordered a bunch of Hobonichi Weeks kits and they don't fit. They don't fit in that planner, like the where the date strips don't line up because her boxes are wider than the Hobonichi
Weeks. Damn. Well,
that's the only reason. But
I wish I would have known.
Did you get Hobonichi Weeks kits?
But I also have the Aurora still, and I think it may line up.
I think it will. I think it might too. Yeah.
We'll see. But I do love that. I did also order from Sweet Bean Plans a lot of Harry Potter. Well, let me be specific. A lot of Slytherin stuff.
Ooh, I'm excited to see. I've never heard of that shop before. You're going to have to send me that account.
Key,
I've
never heard of it. Instagram got on the program, and every sponsor thing that I get, it's Slytherin. It's not even like Harry Potter. It's specifically Slytherin. So they were like, oh, you might like these. And I do. So they, you know, she had each house, like different stickers for each house. So I got the whole like Slytherin collection. And then I did finally order from Let's Planet. I got a lot of like Cousins and Hobonichi Weeks. She also had a Harry Potter theme kit too.
Ooh.
Did you see that?
Did I see that? I don't think so.
It's more Hogwarts than like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So cute. I mean, it's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah. So looking forward to getting that. I also, of course, Planner Kate.
Period.
Got that already. And who else? Oh, I did do Cookie Sticker Co.
Bundles. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Not that I need any more washi. I probably end up giving it away, but just to support my girl, I was like,
yes.
You know, let me go ahead and
Arianne.
Yeah. Put something on it real quick. And Honey Bee Shop. I think that's the last one for me. Honey Bee Shop.
That's a good haul. Did you get some Go Wild stuff from Honey Bee Shop and Planner K, or did you already have that stuff?
I already had that stuff. Oh, but they got some more of my money. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Like literally everything I got has shipped. So it's just waiting for them to arrive.
Girl, I love that. I love that so
they don't
much.
Play.
I'm so excited. They don't play. And you know what? Because I did so much on Black Friday, I decided to make the last page. So the last page of the month in the Erin Condren planner is like a little notes page. I decided to make that like an order tracker. And I'm so glad I did that. So I like literally have like columns of like what I ordered, when I ordered it, how much it costs, and then I'll update it when it ships, and then I'll update it once I receive it, which is literally how I just needed to keep track because I went ham.
Do you use the shop app?
I do use the shop app, but I just wanted something that, you know, we're paper girls.
Yeah,
I just wanted something on paper. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I do use that, but I just wanted to like just be able to see it and visualize it too. So I ordered something from Nicole Alexia Designs. This was a new to me shop. Jerrica put me on. She literally sent me like a link to the shop when they did like a 50% off power hour. So I ordered some Hobonichi Cousin kits, even though I don't think I'm going to be using my Hobonichi Cousin. I'm still not sure, but I'm glad I'm getting them so I can at least kind of play around in the Hobonichi Cousin. Even if it's not like officially a part of my lineup, I'll still be able to play with it. So excited for that. There's this other shop that is new to me. This will be my first order from them, called C. Amy Draw. Have you ever heard of that shop before?
I don't think so. I'm about to look it up.
Yeah, look it up. It's really cute. I got like a bunch of like vinyl decal stickers. They had like a 2023 one, this like book stack one. They had like this really cute like star washi. So I just got like a few little vinyl decals from them. So cute, right?
Yeah, I'm about to buy some. They got some Star Wars stuff.
Oh, there you go. There you go. There's this other shop that I discovered. Like, I ordered from a lot of new to me shops during this Black Friday sale, so I'm super, super excited to get everything. There's this other shop called Mr. and Mrs. Mint Planner. Have you heard of them
before? Oh, I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah, they're so cute. I'm trying to, like, look up real quick, like, to kind of, like, see, because, girl, some of this stuff I got earlier in the week, because some of these shops had their Black Friday sales start, like, on, like, that Monday of that week. So I did get some vinyl decals. They also have some like tabs. So I got a few different tab options for my Hobonichi weeks. And just some little cute stuff from them. So I'm really, really excited to support that shop. Let's see. Another shop called Planner Monkey Co., another new to me shop. Got some Hobonichi Week stuff from them. Believe they have like some kits. And I know they had some tabs too. So it's like everything that I saw that was really cute. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just try it out. I'm gonna just get a few little things.
And, yeah, it's a perfect time to do that too.
It really is. Orange Umbrella, y'all know that's one of my faves. I got a couple of kits from them. They had a few new like New Year's kits and some of their older kits from earlier this year, so I got a little bit from them. Honeybee Shop, I got all my Go Wild stuff. Really excited to get that. And I also got that Powerpuff Girls decal with the darker skin.
You know I tore them up. I got them. I actually bought another set.
So excited.
So really good.
Shout out to Shan. They are so beautiful. So excited. Also ordered from Virgo and Paper for the first time. If y'all are watching my vlogmas, then you saw that is the haul I put on my stories the day before we were recording this on December 2nd. They had all the Hobonichi Weeks kits and they are so freaking cute. And I just went ham. I literally went ham. Then after that, I got some stuff from the sticker party, Go Wild stuff, got some Go Wild stuff from Planner Kate. And then I got an order from my other shop that I love, More Plants, because she has Hobonichi Weeks kits too. So I'm so excited. Most of my orders have shipped. It's a handful of them that haven't yet, but most of them have shipped. So
shout out to the shops, y'all. You know, big sale of the year, and y'all still are on it and getting this stuff out the door. Appreciate y'all for that. But yeah, I was still looking at See Amy Draw. Hold on, I gotta show y'all this. I'm a fan from this alone. Hold on,
girl.
It says currently hating.
Oh, well,
customer for life.
I feel so seen.
I feel seen. Like, yeah, I will literally throw that into my planner.
I love it.
And sometimes you just got to write down some stuff. Yes. Instead of being a hater in the internet, buy Amy sticker and throw that stuff in your planner.
Yeah, be a hater in your planner all you want in the privacy of your own planner. Seriously.
We all hate something.
Yeah. And it's valid. Yeah. But you don't have to be hateful. Just because you hate something, you don't have to be outwardly hateful to the world. You know what I'm saying? I love it.
Yeah. And Amy, I love it. See, Amy Draw got you for the sticker.
Period. Period. Yes. So, yeah.
That's a nice haul, too, though. You set for the rest of the year with stickers at the end.
I low-key am.
Yeah.
I really am.
But you know, we're going to buy some more.
Girl, right. But I definitely tried to like get some stuff that I had my eye on for a while, and then I was very open to new stuff. So I mean, honestly, that Instagram Explorer page be working on me, because that's really how I found a lot of those shops, just kind of perusing my Explorer page, and I'm like, oh, that's a cute sticker, let me check them out. And then I'm like, oh, their Black Friday sale is starting in 2 days, cool, let's go.
You know what, I haven't been on my Explorer page in a minute. I need to hop. It's probably all Slytherin stuff. But I'm a peek over there, because sometimes that's how I used to find new people to follow, like new creators and stuff. So yeah, I'm gonna hop over there.
Yes, definitely. So yeah, guys, let us know, shoot us a DM or comment on this post. Let us know any new to you shops that you were able to shop during Black Friday. Tag those shops, give them some love. You got some good stuff for them. We always want to spread the word about new shops. You know, we can always shop with the oldies that we love and everything, but it's always great to give a new shop a chance, because truly with the new shops, you are really truly like helping somebody's life. Like your order is paying somebody's light bill, or you know, helping them to hire on an extra person at their shop or do whatever they need to do to be successful. So that's why it's just so fun to shop with them, for sure.
Yeah Love it. This is the first time I've been like super excited, because a lot of those shops like I've been like eyeing for a while but haven't pulled the trigger that I bought from. So yeah, like second all of that, it's super nice to spread the love and wealth with these small shops, for sure.
I agree.
The big girls got it. They got it.
Exactly. They good. Right. And some of the big girls was playing with like 10 to 15% off. Like, what are you doing? But I'm not even going to get on my soapbox about how deep
TikTok has done
these Black Friday sales need to be.
TikTok has dragged the Black Friday sales.
Because they're literally saying there's so many like big box stores who extended their week sale, and it's like if you had a decent sale, you wouldn't have to extend it. Like, you begging people to shop with you because you barely gave them a discount.
But like the only quote-unquote big shop that I shot with was Fenty, and she still gave 30.
If Rihanna can give 30%,
and that was literally me like restocking,
right?
You know, my stuff for the future. But these big companies were wild with these discounts this year. It was,
girl, the discounts get worse and worse, and they start opening earlier and earlier. It's truly, truly offensive. But anyway. Also, we were able to get started on some advent boxes. Let's talk about the advent boxes that we are going through right now and how we are feeling about them. You want to start with planner or non-planner related advents?
Let's do the food ones, non-planner.
Okay. So me and Myra, we both have the Aldi wine advent, we both have the fancy chocolate advent, and we both have the cheese advent. So let's talk about the wine one. We're only two days in to the wine one. How are you feeling about the wine so far?
50-50. Have you, without spoiling, because I ain't take it out yet, have you taken out day three? We're recording on day three. Will I like it?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't think I'm gonna like it either.
Damn.
But you know what? This is very similar to last year, because both me and Myra do have a preference for like the sweeter wines. The sweeter wine, it was like maybe 10% of the box last year. It's feeling like it's gonna be about 10% of the box this year, which we went into it knowing that this year. And it was really just to kind of have fun, have something to do, have some content to make, and just to try some new stuff, because most of the wines in this box are things that I would never buy for myself if I had the choice.
So. Yeah. And it's a fun way. Maybe I would, like, day one, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it with the cheese. I don't think I would drink it by itself, but it was a good balance with the cheese. I did like it and I finished it. Day two, did you try it at all?
I drank the whole thing because we were on our Secret Santa Zone. Oh, so that's the only reason why.
That's what you was drinking it.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was drinking. Yeah, which, like I say, it wouldn't have been my personal preference, but you know, I needed something to drink. So here we go.
The alcohol was there.
There we go.
Yeah, I didn't even crack that one open. And plus, I didn't really care for the cheese either. So,
see, I did not like day one's cheese. It was a little too strong. It was okay, but it was a little too strong. But day two's cheese was not bad. I actually enjoyed it. Yeah, I actually enjoyed it.
It's funny because it seemed like if Megs liked it, I ain't gonna like it.
Literally, and vice versa. Yeah. And that's definitely the story with the chocolate one also, because both days, I mean, I'm just like 2-0. I'm loving it. Yeah. The chocolate one has been serving me well. And Myra is like, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm convinced I have a different version. I got the Ohio version or whatever. Because I don't know, both days were very like coffee heavy on the coffee. And I don't know if that blue one is like a coffee theme. I had to read the box. I don't know.
I might just cheat and read the back of the box, but there's no way every single one can have something to do with coffee. That would be wild.
Day two, day one, I was like, oh girl, no. It was, and I like coffee. I love coffee. But it was just, I ain't had no chocolate. It was just coffee.
See, and I thought it was so good. I could have a whole box of day one. I don't know why I liked it so much. And Dallas liked it too. He did like it too. We both really enjoyed it.
Oh, I need to get Chuck a chance to try it.
Dallas has his own. Remember, I bought him his own. Oh, yeah, that's right. Box. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, we are sharing the cheese one. I just like take like a bite of like half the cheese and then I save the rest for him. But if I get the one I really like, it might not work out for him. It's over for you. It's over for you. But you know what? I am enjoying the wine one a lot more this year because of the cheese and the chocolate.
Yes.
Having the cheese and the chocolate with it has made it so much more enjoyable to me, for sure. For sure.
I agree. Yeah. If I do wine again next year, I'm going to have to get one, either the chocolate or the cheese.
Or both.
Or both. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I feel like you have to pair it with it.
I think so. Yeah. I think it just works. It really just works better. And it just makes it fun. So yeah, we are loving the food advents. Even if we're not liking every single day, it's just still just been fun.
It's still fun. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Love it. Okay. So planner advents. What planner advents do you have? We'll keep this spoiler free. We'll just give our like thoughts without going into detail about what the products are.
I have Simply Gilded 12 days. Mm-hmm. I think that's all I got so far. I've ordered other ones, but they haven't shipped yet.
Okay.
Which, like, but anywho. Is this people? What's going on? Right. But yeah, I opened it. I did, Meg doesn't have this one, but I did send her the sneak peek. Actually, Patreon, if y'all are on it, you can see it there. Mm-hmm. Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, so love it. So I need a bigger cart.
Period.
Yeah. Period. It was good. And for the price, a steal.
Yeah. And I think when I checked the other day, it was still available for sale.
Yeah, it is.
So,
I mean, as of the third. So hopefully by the time y'all listen to it, it's still there. It's worth it.
Yeah.
You were thinking about it. It is worth it.
It's gorgeous.
Go ahead and get it. Yeah. I think is, if you're not like me and obsessed with washing, but you want to have some cute stuff, get the advent box. It's enough to get you through the year.
Absolutely. That's so true. Is all of it is this washing? Because I can't remember. Is it, well, I guess we'll have to go into detail. Never mind.
There are other products besides there just washi.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what I was trying to do.
Yeah, but there is plenty of washi for to get you through a year. Right. So if you're thinking about it, it's perfect. Awesome. Also, if you like pink, which is like duh if you shot with Simply Gilded, so you know,
there we go. Love it. So the planner related advent boxes that I got, I only got two. I got Cookie Monsters Co. and Fern Creek. I have received both of those. I have opened both of those fully and I am very happy. I'm very, very satisfied. And I definitely think I will be buying both of them again next year. I really like them. Like, I have no complaints there. I guess if we ever, maybe at the end of the month, maybe the last episode, we can talk about spoilers for advent boxes and we can give more details once everybody's opened all theirs. But obviously there's always room for improvement, but overall I'm very happy with both of them. They're awesome.
Yeah. I don't know if I've seen the sneaks of Fern Creek.
I'm gonna send it to you. I can see you. I got a little video. I keep meaning to post it in our Facebook group, but I just hadn't yet. But yeah, I'll send it to you. Yeah.
Okay. So but yeah. It's funny because I haven't shopped at Cookies Monsters Co. Right. And I'm like secretly a fan because of y'all. And I'm kind of salty because apparently they were talking about getting it and I was there, but I wasn't there.
I missed the train. And you know what? Compared to other admin boxes, her admin box is very affordable. Like hers was only about $50, I think. I think it was maybe 60 with shipping or whatever. It is only a 12-day advent. It's not a 24-day advent, but I definitely think it's way worth it. And I would be willing to pay more for it if she put more stuff into it. So if she wants to, you know, bump it up to 24 days next year, I'm totally with it because it is very, very cute. And she's supposed to be selling the individual items at some time. I know her shop has been closed for a couple weeks so that she could catch up on orders and stuff, but she's supposed to be reopening very soon. Supposed to be having her version of a Black Friday sale since she did not get to participate in Black Friday because of being backed up on orders and stuff. And like I said, she had said a few months ago that extras from her admin box was going to be available. Get that washi, period. That's all I'm gonna say.
I have post notifications on for them because I'm so happy that y'all showed up and showed out for her sale that she did before Black Friday or her new release, I think. But I'm kind of salty because I didn't get to buy anything.
Girl, same. I'm so anxious for her shop to open back up. It's like not even funny. She's supposed to have an announcement coming out this week. So about when it's opening back up, and I'm so excited because I just want to buy all of it. I mean, she has Hobonichi cousin kits. I think she has Hobonichi weeks kits. Her stickers are so good. Her washi, I mean, it goes so fast. Like, it's really, really good stuff. So cute.
You see this kit that she just posted yesterday?
This Taylor Swift Midnight's kit. Is that it?
Yeah, I just think that May's got a plan like this post so you didn't see it. It's so good.
It's so cute. It's so cute. Girl, open your shop back up. We ready. We are so ready.
Okay.
We are so ready.
So hopefully by the time you guys are hearing this, she's made the announcement. But I'm here for it.
I'm here for it too. Yep. And Fern Creek just announced some new releases for kids for the rest of the year. I think she released her February kits. Planner Kate released her February kits. So we have a lot of new releases going on right now. So guys, if y'all are into kits and stuff, this is our time to shine. It's for the kid girls. It's our moment.
I don't think I'm fully a kit girl, but I get it. Because I'm getting a planner cake kits, all of them.
Period.
Hopefully they have matching journaling kits. Those are my vibes. I love the journaling kits.
Yes, absolutely. And Planner Kate, she does have journaling kits that matches. From what I've seen, she started having matching journaling kits for all of her new release kits. So I think we're good to go. Yes. I'm so happy.
Oh, these are really cute from Fern Creek.
I'm so happy. And we're
now we just sit here gushing over this stuff.
I know, we can't help it.
So good.
Can I help it? And also shout out to our girl Kristen over at Christy Ann Designs, because her celebrations collection is going to be coming out very, 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 very soon. So if you love the celebrations collection, make sure you are on it. You stay tuned to her Instagram page because it's going to be out. I think by the time y'all listen to this, I think it's going to be out within another day or two, if I'm not mistaken about the dates. I think it was December 9th. That is supposed to be dropping, and that'll be the day after this releases. So
yeah, that sounds right, but I can't put it up fast enough on Instagram. But yeah, looking forward to that. I missed the wave to buy it last year, but shout out to being that go wild because I won it.
She did. I was so gagged when I came back from my nap and you had went on stage showing out and winning. That was so exciting.
Oh, it just worked out perfectly because I was kind of bummed out because all y'all had it and I was like,
You was, and then you won it. Girl.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
What are the odds?
Did you get to take it home too, or did she send it to you? She
mailed it to me later. Okay. I probably got it like a week after a while, but I did have that like cute, like, you know how you like win a check or whatever kind of look like that. That was cute. I still got that.
That's so cute.
Love it. Pillow. She did have the pillow there and I got that. But
the pillow. You made sure that pillow fit into your suitcase too. You was like, this pillow is not getting left. It's coming home with me.
I carried it on the plane.
Period.
And how dare y'all say it was a bag? Because it's not. This is an accessory. That was coming. Ashton took over that pillow, by the way. He is now.
I'm dying. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah,
that's fine.
That's fair. There we go. And on that note, guys, we're going to take a quick break so that we can hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, guys, so we are back, and man, there have been some announcements since the last episode. The last episode that came out, well, the last episode before we went on our break, yeah, we had no idea who any of the Go Wild speakers were at that point, I don't think, mm-hmm. right? Okay, yeah, we had no idea. Yeah, because we recorded last week's episode before Thanksgiving, and we didn't know anything, but Go Wild has been working so hard. Shout out to the team over there. We love you guys so much. And we have several speakers at this point, and I am so excited to talk about them. Mm. Where do we start? Should we just start at the beginning?
Let's just start at the beginning.
Okay. So first, we have the amazing Bess from mm-hmm. Lights Planner Action. Who will be joining us at Go Wild once again on stage for a hands-on wild workshop is what they put in the caption.
Interesting. First of all, we love Bess.
Love Bess down. Mm-hmm. Dancing queen. Literally.
Super sweet.
Super sweet.
Nicest person ever. Yeah.
Cannot wait to hang out with her at Go Wild and see what this workshop is about.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm just looking at the overall lineup. I'm so excited because it's so good. It's so good so far. We're still getting updates.
I know. We are still getting updates. Like I said, this is not the full complete list of mm-hmm. speakers. This is just the ones that we know as of December 3rd, year Beyonce 2022. This is all we know so far. Okay, next one. I actually had never heard of this guy before, but kind of seeing more about his background and his history, I'm really excited to see what he's going to do. His name is Frank Warren. This mm-hmm. is going to be sponsored by Zebra. He is going to be a keynote speaker, and he has a site called Post Secret, which is an anonymous postcard art project movement that began in DC, encouraging people like you to share a secret. Posted anonymously, the secret helps people be connected, heard, and seen. Post Secret has raised more than $1 million for suicide prevention, and Frank was honored with the Mental Health Advocacy Lifetime Achievement Award. Wow.
Let's go.
Damn, Frank. I'm ready.
Okay.
This is going to be very cool. And it's also cool to have like a male speaker. Go Wild.
Have we had that before?
Not as, I don't know if it's like a man. I know Kane was a part of a panel last year, but a keynote.
Yeah,
I've never seen a keynote, at least not as long as I've been familiar with it. I had never seen it, so I don't know if he mm-hmm. might be the first male keynote, but this is really cool. Very, very cool. Next one. So there will be a founders panel. And that will include Linda Tong from Linda Tong Planners, also Ashley Reynolds from Cloth and Paper, and Bunny Cool from Arch and Olive. We don't know if there might be more people on the panel, but we know so far those are the three people on the panel. And I am so excited to hear from all three of them and their experiences with literally founding a really, 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 really successful company in this community. Like, so their perspectives are going to be so different, and like, it's just going to be really cool to hear from all three of them.
Well, We stand all three of them for sure. Literally. We have Bonnie on the show, so excited to hear more from her. Ashley, I'm not excited.
I know.
Why aren't you buying tickets?
Literally,
link in the show notes.
Literally, like, we have talked to Bonnie before, but we have never met Bonnie in person, so it's gonna be so amazing to meet Bonnie in person. We've never talked to or met Linda, so it's gonna be amazing to see her and meet her. And Ashley, like, literally when we met Ashley at Go Wild this past year, it literally felt like meeting Beyonce. Like, like we were like, oh, you know what?
But she was so nice. She was super supportive. And literally, even before we even talked to her, like on stage before we met her. And she was super supportive in the crowd, because we can only see like the front row, and she was one of those people in the front row. Didn't even know.
She was my emotional support person in the crowd, because every time I was talking and I feel like I needed a little bit of like validation or confidence boost, I would look at her in the crowd and she would have the biggest, like, most validating smile on her face. And I was like, bitch, I'm killing it. Ashley said so. She right there, and she giving me what I need. She was sending all the good vibes, and I could just feel them. So it's gonna be so, so great. I hope that we could be that. Not that she needs it, but if she needs emotional support people in the crowd, girl, we got you.
Period.
Stand down. We period. Stand these people down. Yeah. We're so excited. Oh my gosh. Next up, of course, the amazing Kristen from Chrissy Ann Designs. It says a new twist of this fun session is coming to Washington. Will you play to win? So this past year she hosted the Trivial Pursuit game that Myra won her Celebration collection with. We promise it was not rigged. Myra is just
it wasn't amazing. I didn't even know what I was signing up for.
Exactly.
I think Damian just came up like, hey, do you want to sign up for this? I'm like, sure.
Exactly. There we go. So
it was not rigged.
So there's going to be a new twist on it next year. So I am very, very excited to see Kristen and see what that consists of, because that is going to be amazing.
I love her graphic too, with all her sticker scientist stuff.
Oh, so cute. Cool.
So good. Cute. If y'all haven't been on Wild Page, which, like, what are you doing? But
the graphics
that they did for each individual people is so personalized. It's so cool. Chef's kiss.
The next person is Alex L. Is an author, and she's also a fellow podcast host. Her podcast is called This Morning Walk, and she's the author to How We Heal, Uncover Your Power, and Set Yourself Free. Y'all, I just feel like I'm gonna cry during this session. She is Black Girl Magic. She is gonna be sending all the good vibes from the stage to us. I feel like this is going to be a very emotionally satisfying session. I just feel it. I think this is gonna be one of the ones that really makes you just feel good and feel so validated and so seen, and just like you're not alone. And I think that's the whole point of us connecting at Go Wild, is to know there's so many people who are like you, so many people who have the same fears and aspirations and dreams that you do, and we're all in this together. So I think that's what this is gonna give. This is what this is giving.
Yeah, I just downloaded the audiobook because I would love to hear.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Because y'all know I haven't read it, but I would love to hear the book before seeing the on stage.
Yes, I think it's gonna hit even harder if you have heard the book. I think that's a good point. I might do that as well. And next up is our girl Amber, founder of Damask Love and Yay Day Paper. Y'all, we got to see Amber at Chicago Planner Conference in 2020 before the pandy, and she was so fun. She is so fun and energetic and just full of life, and her spirit is just so bright and positive and colorful. And she is also even more Black Girl Magic that's going to be hitting the Go Wild stage. I'm so ready just to hang out with her and see what she has to say, see what she's been up to, see what she talks about. I think her session is going to be fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait. Like you said, such a good time. Yeah, I just cannot wait. It's gonna be so much fun.
Let's see who is. Okay, we're going to have DJ Unshakable. And this is gonna be, I think she's really gonna turn it up. It's so cool to see like a female DJ, especially a female DJ that is a person of color. I think it's gonna be lit. I think it's gonna be very, very lit. She's gonna keep the party going. I have faith.
Absolutely. Love it. Yeah.
Love it.
I mean, the music was given.
Yes. Yes. So, it is. Yeah. It is. Next up is the amazing Amy Tangerine. Y'all, we're obsessed with Amy Tangerine. She was honestly one of our earliest guests. I want to say, I think we had her on the show in like 2020. And she is just so sweet and so cool. And this is going to be another workshop, I believe. Yeah, it says a hands-on workshop. So she's been on the Go Wild stage before, but never with a hands-on workshop. So I'm loving the workshop vibes that we're going to be getting from this upcoming
more interactive.
Go Wild. Yes, much more interactive than in the past. I think that's going to be very, very cool. And Amy is just so creative. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to the workshops. Looking forward to like, well, you know, wow in general, but the changes that they're going to do with crop and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm so excited. So excited.
Me too. And last up of the speakers that we know so far, our favorite CEO, Tanya from Erin Condren, our bestie who has the record for being on our show the most
so far. Somebody coming for your crown, Tanya.
I know. Somebody coming for you. That person's name is Laura, but it's fine. It's fine. But yeah, she is going to be joining us for a intimate fireside chat. So we have no idea what this consists of. I know I said joining us. I don't mean to. I have no idea what this consists of. So I'm not even trying to say like, I don't know. This is going to be good though. It's going to be good. So.
I'm excited for it's not just like a speaker announcement kind of thing, like, oh, they're just going to be up there talking about something. Like,
everything has a spin. Chat.
It's a workshop, it's a panel. It's not just like we're just sitting there listening to people talk on stage by themselves. So yeah, it's a twist. So I'm really looking forward to it.
This Go Wild is going to be amazing. Like, somehow the Go Wild team tops themselves every single year, and I have full faith that this one is going to be even better than the last one, and the last one was an absolute blast. I cannot wait. And also EC will be again doing their Erin Condren small business grant, so I'm sure more information is going to be coming out about that, and I'm just so excited. It's going to be amazing.
Super excited. I'm pretty sure like Cookie Sticker Co. won last year, right?
I think Ariana did one. I think so. Yeah. So if you are a small business owner, shop owner, some of the ones we talked about earlier, like, keep an eye out for this and make sure you enter into this, because this is an amazing opportunity to really help your business get a huge boost. I mean, not only by the money that you will be directly winning from this, but also just the visibility of being at Go Wild is huge. So
we just talked about it earlier with the numbers.
We did. Yeah.
It is huge.
Yep. Exactly. And I mean, you know, for all the content creators out there, business owners, not only should you have contact cards, if you want to do contact cards, that's really not a must, have business cards, because there are a lot of opportunities at Go Wild. I'm just saying. This is advice that we got, that we're listening to. Yes. We're going to have our business cards on deck. So we got to talk about it. Exactly.
Period.
Oh, I'm so excited. Gosh, it's going to be here before we know it. I think somebody posted the other day that we're like 90 days out. And that is unbelievable.
After the holidays, it's full swing.
Literally,
I'm trying not to think about like, okay, like what I'm aware, what I'm gonna buy and all that stuff until after the holidays, but
it's gonna be here before we know it.
Prepare to be sick of us talking about wow after December 25th. Prepare to be sick of us.
Literally, every week is going to be a countdown. Every week is going to be a countdown. You know what I'm saying?
A little pause in January for planner memory circle or social. Sorry.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, prepare.
Yep. Prepare. Yeah. Because it is what it is. So I cannot wait. And like we've said before, like, if you can't make it next year, girl, start your sinking fund right now for 2024, because the party don't stop. And I feel like every year, ticket
for Christmas.
Oh, are they? That's a great Christmas gift. They are still for sale. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Just saying. Do you really need an iPad?
Do you really need an iPad, or do you want to see us go out? Hang out with us. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I this pick is not... us over the iPad.
Right. Literally. Me too.
Oh. Yeah, I would pick us. I mean, it'd be hard because I do want a new iPad.
She does want an iPad, but just saying. We're just saying. And this is not sponsored.
Hashtag we're just saying not this. Sponsored. Yeah.
It's on our hearts to let y'all know that Go Wild DC is about to be a movie. So
that's it.
But anyway, moving on to a little bit of celeb garbage. Have y'all been following this story about, I think they host Good Morning America? I don't know that.
It's
the
funny
host of Good Morning America. Go ahead.
They just popped up on my Instagram feed. But girl, yeah.
Everybody's talking about them. So the host of Good Morning America, TJ Holmes and Amy Robach, this affair, relationship, whatever you want to call it, has just, I mean, it has been a whirlwind. There has been news coming out about it every single day. So if you haven't heard about it, the story first broke when the news outlet came out with, like, literally it looked like private investigator pictures of them, like, canoodling. There was a butt smack picture. There was hand holding. And I'm sure, you know, some, if any of y'all are not familiar with this, y'all like, well, why do we care about, you know, two grown consenting adults, you know, doing all this together? Because they're both married to other people.
Yeah,
that's why.
Let's clarify.
That's why we care. That's why we care. But apparently, so since all this has come out that Amy is in the process of getting a divorce. Apparently she filed for divorce like back in August. Her divorce is like 2 weeks away from being finalized. Apparently TJ and his wife have been separated for the past 6 months. Although according to news outlets, his wife is devastated because she thought that they were working on their relationship. We have no idea if this is true or not. We have not heard directly really from any of the parties involved about the situation. Mm-hmm. But TJ and Amy have been on Good Morning America since this news broke. And they kind of joked about something going on, but they have not said any specifics about the situation. And apparently sources at Good Morning America said that they're not subject to any HR violations or anything like that, because apparently since they are two consenting adults and they're on the same level, it's not like there's a situation of supervisor and direct report or anything like that, then it might be okay. But it's just wild because apparently these two used to go on double dates together. I think Amy and her husband like babysat TJ's kids. At some point of what I heard, apparently there were rumors of them having something going on a few years ago, which Amy like vehemently denied to HR. Apparently TJ had another relationship with a producer on Good Morning America a couple years ago.
They be up early, thotting and bopping.
Thotting and bopping.
At 3 a.m., girl.
This is wild.
And
of course people are being messy and they're digging up clips. Like there's a clip from the show where Amy, I guess, co-wrote a book with her soon-to-be ex-husband, and they were talking about it on Good Morning America. And at the end of them talking about it, the book is called Better Together also. Yikes.
That didn't age well.
Right, it did not age well. They kissed and TJ says, yuck, to Amy and her husband kissing.
Did he look like jelly? Like, was he
jealous? I think he was like a jokey joke. Yeah. But yeah. You know, every joke has a little piece of truth
behind it. Yeah.
Because these feelings that they have for each other clearly did not just come out of nowhere. Like, it had always, mm-hmm. they probably always kind of shared some type of mutual attraction or something like that. So,
yeah. Ooh. Yeah. This whole, like, oh, we didn't connect till after. I ain't buying that. Y'all spend a lot of time together.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all families were intertwined. Like, I mean, again, two consenting adults, same level.
Mm-hmm.
Go off, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand the spouses being kind of heartbroken and devastated about it, but
I mean, especially if it's somebody you used to go on a double date with, I'm pissed. I will be pissed. I will be irate. But talking about not shitting where you eat, ain't they ever heard of that? Like, this, like, if they don't end up getting married and being together forever, this was just a very embarrassing thing they did for just no reason.
Yeah,
you know, so honestly, I hope it worked out.
Yeah, there is no physical attraction to anybody that I've ever worked with ever.
Mm-mm.
Everybody in there ugly to me. As soon as I step in there, we work together, you ugly. It's a wrap.
Exactly.
It's too, mm-mm. yeah, too close, it's too close to home.
Yeah, too close to home. Yeah, yikes. So yeah, we will I don't know what's going to happen with this situation. It kind of seemed like it might be kind of calming down. Like I said, they've been back on Good Morning America, like everything is cool. So we'll see. We'll keep y'all posted if we get any other updates. We got to be hearing from the spouses at some point.
I'm surprised we haven't so far. Watch as soon as we finish this
conference. TJ wife doing a tell all with Oprah or some shit.
Yeah.
Right after this.
But yeah, that is I mean I guess it's really nothing their jobs can do.
Mm-hmm. No,
they ain't violate anything, so.
I guess they, unless they have some type of clause about this disclosing relationships, I don't really know what else they can do. But I mean, I know Good Morning America is blowing up from the ratings.
This week, they're probably just soaking it up. This is probably the best ratings they've gotten in years. Best of luck to them. It's a mess.
Also, okay, something I want to talk about real quick that I did not put on the show notes. So in Bachelor Nation, I'll catch y'all up a little bit. So this season of Bachelor in Paradise just wrapped up. We had a girl named Victoria get engaged to this guy named Johnny. Since the show, before the show was completed, there were pictures of Victoria taken in Italy with this guy named Greg, not her fiance that she got engaged to on the show, right? So once the show came out, they just had the reunion. It was revealed that obviously Victoria and Johnny have broken up, and now she's in a relationship with this guy named Greg, who was also on a different Bachelor show or whatever. Mm-hmm. And people are so pissed at them. Let me put a little bit in perspective to you about what Bachelor in Paradise consists of. Bachelor in Paradise is a spinoff of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, where contestants from both shows come and hang out at the beach and try to meet more people. So it's a very different dynamic than The Bachelor and Bachelorette. There's not just one guy. Uh-oh, sorry, my brother's calling me. There's not just one guy and 25 girls like on The Bachelor. There's 20 guys and 20 girls, something like that, right? Yeah. So it's very different, than more typical to a normal dating show. But here's the thing, they're only on the beach for literally 3 weeks. So that means that Victoria and the guy Johnny, they talked and dated for 3 weeks, and then they got engaged, and then they dated for like another few weeks and broke up, and then she started dating this guy Greg, and people are so mad at her, thinking that she cheated on Greg with Johnny. She cheated on Johnny with Greg. Mm-hmm. She emotionally cheated, all this stuff. None of the timelines are very clear about that. There does seem like they are very close in time, but I just feel like I just don't care enough about, like, there are people, like, she has had to turn off her comments on Instagram because people are harassing her with so much hate about cheating on this man that she was engaged with for probably 5 weeks. I know, Like, they were engaged for probably like 5 weeks or something. Like, these are not real relationships. People forget that. So I just want to bring that up because, God, I know none of our listeners would be filling anybody's comments with hatred. But just in case you are, find a life, find a hobby. This is supposed to be our hobby, planners.
See Amy draw stickers, currently hating, drop that into the journal.
You can say currently hating Victoria and Greg. You can say that in your journal. Write it in your journal. Not to them. Like, she was in this relationship for literally like 6 weeks. And people are acting like she just, you know, scorned her high school sweetheart for somebody else. It's not that deep.
Yeah.
It's not that deep. So I just wanted to bring that up because it's so ridiculous and it's going on right now. Not surprised. Right. Next thing is Taylor Swift's fans are suing Ticketmaster. I think we all saw that coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead and do that before these Beyonce tickets drop.
Look.
Get things fixed for us.
Get them to figure it out so that we can have smooth sailing when Beyonce comes. Period. That's all we want. Yeah. That's all we want.
Thank you.
But yeah, I don't have any details, but when I first saw it, I thought it said that Taylor Swift was suing Ticketmaster, and I was like, oh shit, but no, it's the fans who are suing Ticketmaster because Taylor got her money.
It ain't the best interest for Taylor to sue them.
She don't care. She got her coin, y'all. She not one of us. Did we establish that when we talked about this?
I feel like we haven't, apparently.
Right. People need a reminder. She's not one of us. She don't care. Last thing. Okay, so Netflix dropped a bomb on us. The day y'all hear this, the regular episode on the 8th is the day this comes out, I believe, on Netflix. The Harry and Meghan documentary. Did you see the trailer?
I didn't watch the trailer, no.
It's from their perspective. You know, a lot of documentaries are from somebody else's perspective, somebody on the outside looking in. This is literally from the inside looking out, like their voices, their story. She about to hit the fan. It is going to be, I think it's going to be really good. I think it's going to be, it's like, think of the Oprah interview, but more is what I'm expecting from this documentary.
I want to know who asked about what color the baby gonna be. That's how I want to know. I just need to know who to square up with, because that was ridiculous.
That was who? You got any guesses? You think it was the brother or the daddy? It was one of them.
Brother.
I think I say brother too. Mm-hmm. I say brother as well. Yikes. I think it's gonna be good. And you know what, in the trailer is so cute. They showed a lot of like pictures of them from behind the scenes, pictures that we never seen before, and they are so, I mean, they are, in a lot of ways, they are just like a normal married couple. They're very much in love. They're very happy. I know the haters love to speculate that they're gonna break up, that they get in a divorce and all this. They seem very happy and in love, and if anything, I think all this drama has kind of trauma bonded them and probably made them closer than ever, because for a long time, all they really had was each other. So.
I guess that backfired on y'all. I think the more they try to take them apart, the closer and closer they're getting together. So the
closer and closer. Yep. So I might take off work on the 8th. That's how invested I am in seeing this docuseries. I'm excited. Now I'm low-key.
On that day.
I know, right? I'm low-key kind of a royal. I don't really know. I feel like I was never really super interested in the royal family until Meghan joined it. Like, obviously, I was obsessed with Princess Diana as much as I could be for a 7-8-year-old child.
Yeah.
But really, once Meghan was into the fold, that's when the royal family really started getting my attention, and I started paying attention to what they had going on. So I'm going to be glued to this. So. Cannot wait to report back.
Ooh,
cannot
wait. Royal family can't wait. I bet they was like, can we get an advance copy?
Can we review this? No. Wait, can you do a British accent?
Oh God, no. I ain't even gonna try.
Hello. How are you? Like, I can only do words that I've heard said in a British accent before. So I can like mimic somebody talking, but I can't like, if I've never heard it said in a British accent, I can't say it.
I always try to go for Daniel Kaluuya's accent. Mm,
yeah.
But it always comes out a bit Australian. So I'm just like, no, I'm not. Yeah, I'm about to get evidence of that. So y'all can soundbite that. Mm-mm, AKA if, lore.
Mm-mm. If y'all want Myra to do the British accent, jump into her DMs and harass her.
I mean, I got the Harry Potter out of me. So maybe.
There we go.
And deleting the Instagram app now.
She deleted the app. We just drove Myra off Instagram. Oh my gosh. Last up before we wrap up, do we have any TV and movie updates? Are you watching anything good right now, Myra?
Still back in the Animal Crossing. Actually, I've been playing Animal Crossing and this game called Unpacking. Which is literally just that. I'm just unpacking people who moved into the house. It's good. I promise y'all it's good. I'm like, it's kind of cozy because I'm going through the life of this person. So I start out, she moves into a dorm room. So okay. I'm unpacking her into a dorm room. Then she gets her first apartment. Mm. Then, she's moving on through life. So I'm still at first apartment.
Okay.
But I have some spoilers that I didn't mean to stumble upon, but she moves into her house and family, and then you go on until death.
That is so wild. And then do you get a new person when she gone? Like, how does that work?
Restart it, but and it has like a kind of a planetary aspect to it, because you take a picture, you put in your scrapbook, and you go through the photo album as you go throughout. So
that is so crazy. Why don't you play The Sims again? This is so up your alley.
Honestly, I like the format of a Switch because I can be in my bed and do it.
Yeah.
But I have been thinking about setting up some kind of computer gaming thing.
I think you should. I think you would stand The Sims because it's just it's so good.
Yeah, because everybody who has like that gaming kind of setup office, I love. Mm-hmm. I follow them and like went eye over their setup, but
I think you need
that will also mean that I would have to get rid of my Mac.
Mm. I mean,
I have to probably go with like a MacBook Pro kind of thing or something.
You think so?
Yeah, because I would need like separate screens, and it's just not going to work with the iMac.
Yeah, you don't need separate screens, but it definitely would add to it for sure. But it's definitely not a necessity. Like, girl, when I started out playing The Sims, I played on a desktop for a long time, like Sims 2. And then once I moved to like The Sims 3 and 4, it's been on a laptop. And that's how I primarily play it. And it works fine. And it would definitely, like, I haven't tried playing it in my new setup with my screen. I'm sure it will be even better to have a huge screen. So I'll report back. But yeah, it's definitely possible, but I love it. Yeah, Sims.
Just something I've been thinking about doing because, gaming era.
Period.
Yeah.
Period. Love it.
But yeah, no, so that's this is because the I've reason. Been doing that. No TV.
Right. This is the reason why Myra has not watched Wednesday. It's fine. I'm obsessed with Wednesday. Y'all have not watched Wednesday on Netflix. It is about Wednesday Addams, from the Addams Family. Literally obsessed, literally watching it for the second time. My full TikTok algorithm is full of Wednesday Addams everything, and I love it. It's my favorite show right now. I absolutely love it. It's so good. Wednesday Addams is the level of Slytherin that I truly aspire to be. I don't know if I'm capable of it anymore, but I try. Truly. She's so unbothered. She's an unbothered queen. And I like, because there have been a couple different iterations of Wednesday Addams. So the Wednesday from the original Addams Family show in like the 60s, and then the Christina Ricci Wednesday from the 90s, which is iconic. I love this Wednesday because she truly gives more like layers to the character. She's not as one-dimensional as she used to be. That's why I really like this show. I love it.
Okay. I definitely will watch it because it's up my alley. Like, you know, I love somebody like a Daria. Yes. I love that. Tell you.
Yes. And then the cool thing about this Wednesday series, which I have, it's like more of a supernatural aspect to the Addams Family than there ever was. So there's some supernatural elements to it. This is really a spoiler, but Wednesday has like visions of like the past and the future, which is really cool. So yeah. And she kind of goes to, the whole story is about her going to this school called Nevermore Academy, which is like a school for outcasts is what they call them. Think about a creepy Hogwarts, a creepier Hogwarts type of situation where every student has some type of talent, we can say. Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew the Hogwarts was going to pull you in. Yeah.
I like how you like to use things against me, but that's fine.
It's only for your benefit. It's because I know you like it. Okay.
But yeah, it's definitely on the list to watch. It's just up my alley. Those are my kind of people. The dry humor kind of thing. That's my thing.
Exactly, Wednesday, and it's not like scary or anything like that. Like, you can watch it at night, no problem. Yeah.
So is it scary at all?
I think it has some scary aspects, but I wouldn't ever like put it into like a horror movie category or anything like that. Okay. It's kind of like as dark as Harry Potter is, that's probably as dark as Wednesday is.
Girl, high key Harry Potter is a horror movie. High key.
All right, y'all. This has been great. It's not.
Literally had them babies underwater. Yeah, like they kidnapped them babies.
They were doing too much. Yeah. Well, yeah. I feel like, yeah, that's how Wednesday. I guess Wednesday is high key a horror movie too, then, because that is exactly what I would compare it to.
I will report back for the people who don't like horror. Let you know if it is.
Give it a chance. Just watch the first episode. See how you feel about it. Yep. I love it. Oh, but yeah, guys, that is our episode for this week. Myra, did you have any announcements? Anything you want to tell the people? Anything else that we might have missed?
Only big announcements. Y'all know if y'all been rocking with us for a while, I know 70% of our listeners are new. But that the end of the year, we typically take 2 weeks off. So that will be actually the week of Thanksgiving and then the following week for New Year. So after the episode on the 22nd, we will not be back until the 12th of January, 2023. So just a reminder, we do it every year. We'll probably keep telling y'all with the episodes coming up. Perfect time to hop on a Patreon, because if you need content during that holiday season, we definitely got you. The Patreon don't go without, basically.
Do not. The Patreon will still be eating over the holidays. Yeah. So stay ready, Sam. Get ready. Yeah. Shout out to all our new patrons. Our sale that we did for Black Friday was a huge success. We appreciate you guys joining us so much. And it's going to be a blast. 2023 is going to be a great year. So hop on now. Stay ready, Sam. Get ready.
Yeah, really looking forward to 2023. But just wanted to give y'all that little reminder, and I'll try to do it every week. But so excited for December, so excited for 2023. And thank y'all for a good 2022. Like, just so blown away. So thank you.
Yes, we love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to y'all next week.
Bye, guys.